WPMD.org. You are listening to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour. We would like to, at this time, invite and welcome, actually, Ms. Kristen Felix from the Pharmaceutical Club. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Right on. You know, we love the Pharmaceutical Club for very obvious reasons. You guys help us heal up and all that stuff, so.
Of course, we're here to serve you drugs.
You know what? I couldn't have said it better myself. Right on, man. Okay, so tell us, the Pharmaceutical Club, it sounds like a very tight-knit group of people now. For the most part, anybody that's involved in the medical parts of learning here at Cerritos College are part of the Pharmaceutical Club, right?
Yes, as it is. Basically, the way the health occupation works is that with the nursing program as well, we work together with them. Like, we pretend that the health occupation building is a hospital and that we're working together. Because it's usually what happens that the doctor orders a prescription, we make the prescription, then we send it to the nurses, and then the nurse check, and then they give it to the patient.
Oh, okay. Now, do the pills come at, are they created at the pharmacy, or are they, like, come prefabbed with their dosages and stuff like
some
that?
Some are sold wholesale, but what we do at the Pharmacy Tech Club, we also have a compounding class and an IV class. In the IV class, we learn how to make IVs, like TPN or chemotherapy drugs. So it's like we're setting a real-life thing, and with the compounding class, we get to learn how to make drugs from organic, like from plants and everything else, so that we don't have to base all our resource on chemicals. But we do originally get them like wholesale from a manufactured inside a hospital already made, but we just have to count them because they come in bulks of 100, and then we have to dispense like 3 or 4 to a patient.
Now, is there any cutting of the dosages that you guys have to practice there too?
Only some. Only on some capsules you're allowed to cut because it has a time capsule right on it. Other than that, you can't cut it.
Oh, okay. Now, have you guys gone to pharmacies as like field trips or something, or to study how it goes on in the real world?
Well, actually, what we do at the end of the courses, which is 90 and 95, they're internships. We have to complete over 200 hours. And then we have to spend 100 hours inside the retail pharmacy and 150 hours inside the hospital.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Now, this is pretty much your lifelong career choice then, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is something that you've pretty much slated for that's going to be a part of your life for
yes,
the rest of your life.
Most people who are inside the Pharmacy Tech Club want to become pharmacists. So this is just a stepping stool for a majority of us.
And there is pretty much a really good job security with that because people get sick all the time, right?
Of course, people need medication.
Absolutely. Especially American people. We need medication all the time, yeah. Now, tell me, you guys are having a bake sale right now, and you kind of, hustled me out of $3 over there, huh?
It's okay.
I know.
You're supporting us.
Absolutely. Now, what is the bake sale for? Do you guys still have activities going to happen this summer?
Well, what happened is May 26th is going to be our pinning ceremony. And what happened is we get our RX logo with basically like our company logo, and our coordinators pin us. That's our graduating ceremony, and we get our certificate saying that we're certified by the state of California and by the state and by the school saying that we have our technician license.
Well, that's awesome. So that's what the bake sale is for, right?
Yes, the bake sale is going towards our pinning ceremony.
What do you guys have at the bake sale that people might want?
We have nachos, we have quesadillas, we also have, I know, right?
Quesadillas?
Quesadillas, we're going to do quesadillas.
Oh, cool.
And then we also have bomb pops and cupcakes.
Wow. And these are not medical cupcakes or anything, so, like, we're okay,
no, yeah,
right?
We're
okay,
fine.
Great, all right. They're not medical quesadillas either, right?
No.
Okay, cool. You know, we just wanted to make sure that the Falcons know they could fly away once they come and visit you guys and get a cupcake. So. Who can join the Pharmaceutical Club? Is it the Pharmacy Club or the Pharmaceutical Club?
It's a Pharmacy Club.
Pharmacy Club,
pharmacy.
Okay.
Anyone can basically join. Speaking about joining today, we have a meeting at 6 o'clock. You could join if you want to. We have a member fee of $20 mm-hmm. if you want to join.
Wow.
And anyone who wants to join the Pharmacy Tech program, you just need to pass Math 40 and pass English 52.
Those are the
prereqs.
What are the $20 for?
The $20 is for a member fee, and it's also so that every year we can start up a new funding cost. Like for, say, next year, the people who are going to be coming in, well, we're going to have a picnic. And that $20 usually goes toward that. We're going to have, like, a picnic so that the underclassmen could be mentored by the upper ones.
Are there large companies that hire pharmacy technicians, or is it like pretty much still mom and pop as far as each pharmacy is concerned?
Oh no, it's a high demanding job for pharmacy techs for like to go to Kaiser, to go to Target. There's a significant amount.
Are you thinking locally, or are you going to take your knowledge abroad?
I'm going to take my knowledge abroad. Hopefully, I could get into a hospital.
Really?
Because Kaiser is willing to work with you. As long as you're a pharmacy technician and you want to become a pharmacist, they're willing to pay for your school. Same thing with Target.
Well, you seem like, you know, a very relaxed person, but this really takes, you know, a gravitas of seriousness, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is something that people, you cannot casually go into this. This is something.
No.
How do you feel about it? And what made you decide to go for this, and what made you realize that this is something that you can handle as a person?
Well, when I first entered Cedars College, I was a business major, and then I saw how business world was, is that they don't really help anyone. And for me, I'm that kind of person that I'd rather go help someone than to be, like, taking all their money and being harsh with them. So for me, I just switched over because I took one in class in high school, and then I took one here, and then I just fell in love with it. What happened is that it's like I'm baking, but I'm making people feel better.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm just mixing stuff, and the more thing about it, I like helping people. Like, I do volunteer, I did the blood drive, I do the health fairs here, and I'm going to do another health fair in May, and it's just nice to know that you're helping someone who's less fortunate.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, you know, really, when you just were speaking right now, and you're saying when you were mixing things and you were helping people get better.
Yes.
The thing that I imagined was that little bowl with the little grindy handle thingy. Now, do you guys still use those things?
Yes.
You do, really?
Yes, inside ours, 65 is our compounding class. We get to use those. We get to use our beakers, cylinders.
What is that little notion
our
called?
Our moderator.
Is that a moderator?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that crushes everything?
Yes.
And that's called a moderator.
Yeah.
Wow. See, we learn something new every day, you guys. Really. I had no idea. But they've been using that throughout the millennia of pharmaceutical practice, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's really awesome. Now, do you have your own stuff like that, or is that provided?
It's provided at school, but if you want to buy your own set, I think it costs like $400.
Oh, my God. Wow, yeah. They're serious about that.
Yes.
And I've seen on television when they're showing, like, you know, something having to do with pharmacy or pills or something like that, when they show the pharmacist, they have all these pills in the tray, and they have, like, a little cutter where they separate the amount and all that stuff.
Oh, yes, that's when they're counting pills.
That's when they're counting pills.
It's because you can't touch the pills, because if you touch the pills, you have wax on, like oils on your hands, and then it's going to get on the pill, and then it's going
to degrade it, basically. Yes. Yeah, it starts the degrading process. Now, you have to get really snappy at counting pills off the cuff, right? Have you become really good at it, or have you missed one or two?
Well, for me, that's why the classes are here, so that we can keep practicing, because they want us to make our mistakes here inside the classroom than for us to actually go do it on the field.
Right on. So. No, is it a lot more involved? Is it more difficult? Because when I see it, I mean, they're rushing through it. They got it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it becomes a pattern. You get to see, like, groups and know pretty much how many.
Yeah, but just like anything, after a while, you keep doing it, just becomes consistent with it, and then you just
have a feel for it. Okay, when do you plan on graduating and becoming a pharmaceutical technician? Is that the title that you're going for?
Right. A pharmacy tech. I plan on graduating next summer.
Next summer?
The summer coming up.
All right. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm really excited to do my internships.
Now, did your family know that you had this kind of notion, or was this a surprise to everybody?
No, my family knew that I had this kind of notion, but they just didn't know what field I would pick. So.
And I would imagine they're really proud of you. Then,
yes,
basically.
They are.
Right on. Okay, well, tell us again, you're going to have a meeting today. Do you know what building it's going to be in?
It's going to be in the Health Occupation Building. It should be SL101.
SBL101?
SL101.
SL101. Bravo, yes. Bravo. Okay, I would really like to thank you. Now, you want to invite people to come on by and buy some of your guys' stuff?
Yes, if anyone, can you please, if you hear this, buy some stuff from our big sale. It's going to our pinning ceremony for the graduating class of this year.
Bravo. Thank you very much. We'd like to thank Ms. Kristen Felix for being in.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yay. Thank you for healing all of our families and everyone we care about, okay?
Yes.
Right on, man. And welcome back anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. You're listening to WPMD.org, Cerritos College.
Norwalk, California.
Where people make a difference. We'll be right back after these messages.